But when we look at the big picture, God has been so good to us along this journey tonight. So in the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, reading the first four verses in your hearing, while you pray for us for the time that we would be before you. He says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against him, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." So we'll stop reading there in that fourth verse. Tonight, God brought this upon our hearts, and I'd like to use for a text, keep running. Keep running. A message of encouragement to each and every one of us this evening. There's too much at risk for us to stop right now in our journey for Christ. And one of the things that they was very familiar with was the competitions of that day. We've read where Paul talked frequently in the scripture about the competitions that was there and about the prize that they would get. And here he's giving us another example of this, that life is a race. When we look at our Christian life, it's a race that is set before us. Not that we're competing against one another or even competing with a church down the road or on the other side of town. That's not what Paul is referring to in this passage of Scripture. But individually, we are in this race. In the Greek, that word race, it means that it's a contest for a prize. But it also goes on to mean that it's a battle. It's a fight. Contention. And then it goes back to the Greek word of race itself. That even though we're in this race, the Lord never told us it would be easy. I've sometimes joke with Jeff and some of these others, Rachel, that are runners. And I'm not a runner when it comes to natural, going out and just running. It's never attracted me. Some days just walking is hard enough. But to go out and run, I've never had a desire to just go out and run, even though I have done some in my younger years. But we can relate, knowing what a race is all about, that sometimes the race is hard. There are times that it's a battle. There's times that it feels like a fight and contention that is all around us. If you tried to walk into the church tonight, you had to fight against the wind to even walk in to the building. So we are familiar with what Paul was talking about. But I would like to point out that Paul said in his first part that we are compassed about with such a great cloud of witness, that we have others that are encouraging us. We need to encourage one another. Keep running. Keep running. Keep fighting the battle that's in front of us, because there's so much that we would lose out upon if we quit. The song that says, "I'm too near home to stop now. There's no place for me to go. There's nothing for me to turn back to. I want to keep running my race." I can't run your race, we have to run our own race, but we have those that are around us to encourage us. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost that encourages us along this journey as well. And he says in this that this race that we're in, it is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not just one race and then you're done, but it's a marathon. And ever since we come to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we started our race. And we will not finish until we've drawn our last breath. We have to have endurance. And we have to keep on going with the utmost of effort that we can put into it. Sometimes it feels like we're beating against the wind. Anybody know what I'm preaching about? Sometimes it feels like we're running, but we're not gaining any ground in our spiritual life. And there's reasons for that. There's many reasons for that. Because he talked about this, that sometimes we have to look at all the weight that we have that we're carrying. How many of you got burdens tonight that slow you down? But Paul said that we ought to lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us. That there's going to be things that's going to slow us down. But we don't need to add more weight by our own actions of sinning and coming short of the glory of God. But we need to lay aside those things. You never, I shouldn't say never, but when you see some of these track meets and some of these runners out there running, they try to get rid of everything that they can that weighs them down, because they're trying to lighten the load. And sometimes we need to lighten the load. And the only place I know that we can lighten the load is by taking it to the Lord and Savior and saying, Lord, I need your help with this that's weighing me down and preventing me from running the race that is set before me. We need to run with patience. And sometimes we, in the natural things of life, we see the prize and we try to speed it up. We try to get there faster, and it causes even more problems. But we need to run with endurance. I remember when I talk about the weight and the pain sometimes of running, I remember when we had to run cross country, and you'd start off running and you would think this ain't going to be bad, but then your side starts hurting. Some of y'all remember those days. When Roger was in high school for his, he played football, and part of the conditioning was that they had to run 2 miles. And he put it off all summer long, and it was about time for school to start. And one day I put him in the car and I said, let's go. We're going to go run. You got to make sure that you can do this. And I told him that he's going to run 2 miles. I'll run half of that because I'm an old man. So he was running 2 miles. I was going to run a mile. And I was good until about after the second lap. You had to make 4 laps around to be a mile. And about the second one, the side started hurting. But I couldn't be weak because he was running naturally ahead of me. I couldn't stop, so I ran even with the pain. And I paid for it later with shin splints that I had to endure. But you know what? I wouldn't quit. It was a matter of pride, Brother Ron. I had to be able to finish, to set the example for him. And I thank God that I've got Christian examples that have kept running year after year after year. And I know that some of you probably in your life, you would say, but there's times that I didn't run. And I look at your life, And I say, I've seen you running year after year. Edwina used to say that she messed up and she failed the Lord so miserably. And I'd say, sister, I don't see that. I don't see that. And some of you are the same way. Even our young people that are with us tonight, you know, they set their heart on running, and they are earnest in their desire and going. And we've got, as the scripture that we read, we've got the best example that there is, because he calls upon Christ, who is our example of running with patience. Think about all those years that he was there with Mary, his mother, as we studied in Sunday school, and Joseph, and he had to wait until his time came. You remember from Sunday morning when she wanted him to turn the water into wine, and he said, "My hour is not yet here. My time is not yet come. Be patient." And then he had to wait until he was 30 years old, according to the Levitical law, so that he could start performing all the many miracles that he performed and do his part in the priesthood that we have today. He had his eyes fixed on the Father. We need to have our eyes fixed on God, because he is our strength. And when we draw our strength from him, there's nothing that can set us down to stop us on this journey. The Bible gives us many others that ran with patience. Think about all the prophets of the Old Testament. Every one of them running with patience, looking for the Messiah to come. Many of them died. They all died. And did not, John was the last, and I say many of them died, and not seeing the Savior come. But yet, through an eye of faith, they saw that day and rejoiced in it. Sometimes we get our eyes off of the prize. And I want to put this in for good measure tonight. Sometimes I think we think the prize is when we get to heaven. We have rewards while we're on this journey that God blesses us with. You know, I finish a little part of the marathon, and God blesses me. I finish a little bit more, and God blesses me. I can't wait till I get to heaven, when there's so many rewards along this journey, and everything that he's given to us has been good. Not one thing has been that was bad. But we need to run with patience. Every time that people get impatient is when we try to do it within ourselves. You cannot run the Christian life by yourself. You cannot do it. You need God, you need Jesus, you need the Holy Ghost, and you need a good church to encourage you along this journey, because we've got so many that just quit running. We've got many that have sat down, some that are walking. Some folks would say, "I can't run anymore," and they're walking. But you know what? They're still moving. We've got some elders in our church today that in their Christian life, they can't run like they used to. But they're still walking. And even from a medical standpoint, the doctors will tell you, you've got to keep moving. You can't stop. If you stop, things go backwards. Muscles start to dissipate, and you start losing your stamina. It's the same thing in a Christian life. If you don't keep moving, you lose your enthusiasm. We got a lot of Christians today that have lost their enthusiasm for this race. And yes, the race does get hard. I mentioned this just a few minutes ago. The things that so easily beset us. Bad news that comes. A child that's gone awry. We have health issues that come along. We've got the things going on in the world. There's all kinds of things that can come and slow us down. But keep moving. Don't stop. Because not only is God counting on us, but the church is counting on us. I said in a message, a couple messages back, that we are accountable to each other. Every one of us is accountable to each other. And if we see a brother or sister that has stopped running, we ought to take them before the Lord and say, God, would you encourage them to get up and start running? If they can't run, at least they can walk. Brother Cecil, up to a few years back, he would go over to the YMCA, and he would walk over there, around there, at his age. And some of us say, I can't. Well, we can if we want to. If we want to. If we truly want to keep moving. And I know that's a natural example, but in the spiritual example, folks, there's no time to ever stop. Sit down and say, I've done my part. Not until we get the call from heaven saying, you're done. You're finished. Your race is over. That's when we can truly sit down and say, I have finished my race. Paul said that to Timothy in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I finished my race. Henceforth, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me, but not for me only, but for all those that love his appearing. I don't know about you. Some folks get excited about the crown and the robe. And certainly I know that God has promised these to us and he's given them to us. But my greatest prize is seeing the one who paid the debt that I owed and I could not pay. The one who paid for my sins. And that's my encouragement. Yes, I've let God down. There have been times in my Christian life when I was just barely moving. But thank the Lord, when I got my mind and my heart right and got my eyes fixed up on Christ, it encouraged me, you see, to keep on going. And we need that from each other. How do we do it? We do it with perseverance. Even at times when we don't feel like we can. Others are looking at our life and saying, I don't know how that they're making it. You know how they're making it? By God's amazing grace. They keep moving. They keep going. And some would say, well, I've already ran my race. I ran hard. You know, sometimes, just like in the natural realm, people start off on a race and they start off and just running with all they've got. It's almost like the tortoise and the hare. We all know that story, right? It's not the one that starts off running the fastest that always wins, because they run out of steam. And I've known Christians that started off on fire, and then you look around and they're nowhere to be found. They started good, but they didn't have the stamina. They didn't have the strength. And folks, we don't run by our own strength. We run by the strength that God gives to us. The little train, I forget the name of that train. The little train that could. Y'all remember that? What is it? Yes, she knows it. I don't know a lot of these stories, but I know this, that even when Satan says you can't, I can say by the grace of God, I can. Satan, have you read Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth me. Even when I feel like I can't go on, the Lord shows up and I have the energy to keep going and running my Christian life, my spiritual life. And that's really what I believe Paul is talking here. It's about our spiritual life. You could show up for church every service and still not be running your race, because that's all you're doing is just showing up. I enjoy seeing people show up at church, but I enjoy more seeing people that are evident and putting forth the evidence, I should say, that they are running according to the plan that God has set down for them. I can't run your race. You can't run my race. But we can encourage each other along the journey, that I see so many people. A few days ago, I can't recall exactly, maybe it was Monday, I was looking at an old video of a church service, and I seen all these patriarchs that's already gone on to be with the Lord. And you know what it did for me, Brother Ron? It encouraged me because I seen them run. Oh, what an example we had. You had of people that ran. And you wonder sometimes, how did they do it? How did they do it? Because they had problems just like we have problems. They had issues that came along that weighed them down. But the answer came. They did it because they laid aside those things. Laying aside, giving it to God. Saying, Lord, this has got me weighed down to where I feel like I can't even move. But now I give it to you, Lord. David, when the battle was too big, he said, it's not mine. Many of us are caught up in battles that really aren't ours to fight. We get involved in them, and it's not our battle. We need to say, Lord, help me to be able to discern where I should spend my energy and where I just need to give it to you and say, Lord, it's yours. It's not mine. Paul was very clear that we have not gotten to the point to where, in that last verse, that we have resisted unto blood. None of us today has it come to our life where it was our life like it was for Jesus or some of the other apostles. Many of the apostles, with the exception of John, that lost their lives for the cause of Jesus Christ. They would not back down. Even Paul lost his life because he would not back down. They kept running. And we say, but God, you just don't know how hard it is. Does not the Bible teach us that Jesus, everything you and I go through, he went through it. He went through it. The apostles went through it. The prophets went through it. The judges went through it. If they went through it, and they could stand and testify today, you know what the answer would be? Keep running. Keep running. Even when it's hard. And it seems like my spiritual life, my Christian life, I've had more mountains than I have level plains to run on. Anybody else feel like that in your Christian life? That it feels like we're constantly going up a battle, or up a hill. And if you've ever done much running, I said I did cross country for a while, only because we was made to do so. When you start down the hill, you gain so much momentum as you're going downhill that you have to put the brakes on. Otherwise, you'll tumble. In my Christian life, there's been times that I've tumbled because I felt like I could run faster than what I should have. And folks, God don't want us to crash. God wants us to keep going. And Paul was very, very clear in this passage of Scripture, in these passages of Scriptures that we read to you tonight, that this race that we're on, I don't know how many more miles I've got. There's an old song, "Too Many Miles Behind Me." I know I've got many miles behind me. I don't know how many more I've got ahead of me. But I want to run. I want to finish my race running. And you know, I want to help others run as well. Our desire is that we all run together. Maybe not at the same speed. Maybe not even on the same things in life that we face. But remember, we're all on the same track. There's only one road that leads to heaven. Straight and narrow is that road. And folks, I'm not trying to outrun you. I'm not in competition with you. Some people, you know, we look back and see people that were so spiritual. They wasn't trying to be in competition with anybody else. They wanted their own race. And they wanted to run that race with endurance, with patience, that they might finish their race, their rewards, their crown, their robe, their entrance into that city that they long to go to. So we ought to encourage one another. How many of you know people that's just sat down and said, I can't do it anymore? They've sat down because sin. They sat down because they allowed the things of life. I told Becky, I don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday, that, you know, we have that app, Facebook. And I told Becky, I said, and none of y'all, so don't think this applies to any of you tonight. I told her, I said, there's some people that you just need to block because all they do is drag you down. Can I get an amen somewhere? They just drag you down. And I don't need. I've got enough without allowing somebody else to drag me down. Don't you? You know, and like the woman Sunday morning, Brother Ron, there's so many people out there that need help. Their race, some of them, I don't even think they've started their race. Some of them are trying to run, and they're not in the right race because you just can't jump into this race. You've got to be born again. And then you can start running. But if we allow every circumstance that everybody's going through, all it's going to do is weigh us down. And sometimes we have to decide, which battle am I going to fight, and which battle am I going to give it to God? And then there's some that we just need to let go. Amen. Because it hinders our race. And folks, and don't take this message in the wrong manner. We still need to show love and compassion. But there's some that we just cannot allow to hinder us in our race. Because can you hear those that are cheering us on? You know, and maybe you say, Roger, your imagination is too far-fetched. But folks, there's people that's cheered me on through the years. Some of them aren't even here anymore. And I don't want to let them down. You say, Roger, you're silly. They're already gone. But yet, look how much energy they put into my race. How much focus they put into my race. How many times they prayed for us when they seen us just barely moving in our race. And today, in this message, I want to encourage you. You may feel like nobody even notices where I'm at in my race. You got a church that loves you and cares for you. And we don't want to see you get stopped. Because Satan will love to stop you. If he can stop you, he can draw you back. And people say, well, I'm at that spot, so I've come that far. But you know what happens? You start slipping backwards. And you slide backwards. And Paul said it like this. There's some that even get to the point that they forget that they've even been purged from their sins. And I believe that's where we're at today, church, with so many that have been born again, and I don't doubt their salvation. You know, we are not to doubt anybody's salvation, but we are supposed to examine their life. And if their life don't match up with the Word of God, we have to say, Lord, if they've not been saved, save them. If they have been saved, bring them back in to the sheepfold. Bring them back into the church that they might encourage somebody else. Because there's not probably a one of us that can stand up and say, I've always ran with all that I've had. There's times I've just barely moving. And there's been times that I sat down. And folks, let me tell you, every time I sat down, there was consequences for it. Has anybody else got testimonies of times you sat down and God brought punishment upon you? And people say, you brag about that? Yes, because of this. The Bible teaches us that God chastens those that he loves. And if we've not received chastening from God and we've done wrong, the Bible says that we are not the children of God. Amen. Some of you, you know the scripture as well as I do. If we receive not chastening from God, then we are bastards and not sons. Paul was encouraging the church, and he's still encouraging us today. Keep running. Keep running. Keep moving for the kingdom of God, because it's in this race that we're in, it's not just about our race, it's about others and their race, that we might encourage them to get in that race and run. I know, again, this is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And some would say, well, that means I ought to slow down a little bit. We don't know when our race is going to come to an end. Baptist hymnal says, and I hear the Happy Goodmans singing that song, I'm too near. I can't stop running. I've got to keep on going because I'm too near to the end. I've said this many times. I've got less days left than what I've already spent. You say, and you can still run? Maybe not in the natural realm, but in the spiritual realm. I'm still moving. Amen. Amen. I'm still moving. And I want to encourage you tonight as I close. Don't let anything slow you down. That was the first advice he said, was it not? Lay aside all these weights and the sin that so easily besets us. It causes us harm. Lay it aside because it's stopping you. It's stopping me from performing at the level that God wants us to perform. And God, today I believe, and this may be far-fetched, but God's encouraging us. To some of you, it may be far-fetched. The Son and the Holy Ghost are encouraging us. And that song that from years gone by, and I see a great band of angels camped all around me, encouraging us, keep running. Keep running. Even when it hurts. And there are times that it does hurt. Am I preaching the truth? There are times it hurts. But you know what? Our forefathers bore through the pain. We think we have it hard, folks. We've got it. We're living in a different time, but in so many different ways, we've got it so much better than what our forefathers had. And they kept running. They kept going. And they did not allow things of this life to slow them down. No matter how hard it was at home, let me close with this. When it comes church time, some of those people, they just, can you see those little legs just moving? Spiritually speaking, they was ready to worship God. And that's what we need to be tonight, is that whenever he calls, that we're ready to go and finish our race. Tonight, if they would, get a song of invitation. I don't know your heart. Maybe you've been discouraged on this race because it's been so hard. Maybe tonight that you've allowed things, other people and circumstances to slow you down. And I know we all have loved ones that we care so much for. But if I'm not careful, did you know even my children will slow me down? If we're not careful, others' health will slow us down. But you know, we have to purpose it in our heart, regardless what is happening. I want to keep going for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song that has been selected for them this evening. And I'm sure that you know this song as well. You can join in and help us. But if you've got a need, I encourage you to bring it to the altar and give it to the Lord. Ask him for the help you need. Because it's no good to just sit there. You need to be moving. Moving for your Christian and your spiritual life. Because if you stop, things of this world start catching your eye. You'll start looking at things you ought not be looking at. Instead of keeping your eyes upon Jesus Christ and the reward that he has bestowed or has ready for us today. While we sing, Brother Rob. Listen, turn around. Yes. I'm too near. Amen. Have a sweet reward. Yes. Anybody at all tonight? Yes. There's joy in this race. Rams above. God bless tonight. Yes. I'm too near to stop running now. Yes. Yes, just one glimpse will make it worth it tonight. Every mile we've run, it'll be worth it after a while. Yes. Just like in the natural race, no matter how tired you are, no matter how much energy you've already expended on that race, when you see that finish line, it encourages you. And God laid this on my heart that it's like some of our elders in the church that we've had, that we was praying for God to heal them, they was praying for God to take them home because they saw the finish line. They seen something we couldn't see. They was further down the track. But you know what? We're all on that same track. We're all on that same road. There's only one road that leads to heaven. And tonight, God, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the angels, and our brothers and sisters are encouraging us, keep running. Keep running. Don't stop. Don't stop. Even if you have to walk, just keep moving in your spiritual life tonight. Remember all of our sick folk and remember one another. Be praying for our services come Sunday morning, Sunday school at 10 o'clock, church at 11 o'clock, Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and we're looking forward to a good time in the Lord. I really... I did not get the one call, but it came, you know how it does. I had voicemail. There we go. And my voicemail translates it into a text, so I read through it. Ray and them will not, are they trying to get back this week, next week, or?
Becky said they were supposed to try to bring back this Monday.
Okay.
Because another fell on that link.
And I did read that she's not doing well at all.
She's bruised up, sore, is what Becky's text said.
All right. So let's remember them whenever they get on the road. God give them safe traveling mercies. And especially with Annetta in her shape, that God will give them not just safe traveling mercies, but God will give them a good journey on their way back today. So whenever they get on that road, remember one another. Certainly keep your chin up. I said it wrong the other Sunday. I said keep your chins up. I got corrected. Keep your chin up. Yeah. Okay, Robbie. I still encourage him. Keep running. Yeah. But just remember, God is still on the throne. He's still in control, and I thank him so much for the encouragement that he gives to us along this journey. God bless you. Have a great rest of the week, and come out Sunday morning looking for God to do great things in the midst of our services.